Kalim chapter 27, Mishnah 7. Habeged she'arag bo shlosha al shlosha. If you've got a piece of cloth that was woven 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. So that's the minimum size for midras impurity for a piece of cloth. And then the nitma midras, someone, let's say a zav comes and itaka sits on this piece of cloth. So it becomes impure for to the level of midras impurity. And then the person takes it, v'hishlim alav es kol habeged, and he goes and he carries on making it into a full garment. So after it becomes impure. So it says the Mishnah, so that garment's obviously now going to be impure because the impure piece of cloth was woven into it, and therefore the whole garment is going to be impure. The achakach natal chut echad mitchilase. What he does is he then goes and he takes away one thread from the original piece of 3 by 3, which is now going to be less than 3 by 3. So if it's less than 3 by 3, tahor mina midras, the whole garment becomes pure from midras impurity, because that original thread, which was the impure piece, has now been reduced below the minimum size for midras impurity. Aval tame maga midras, but the whole garment retains a level of impurity because it's touched something which was midras impurity. So the garment will now be considered like first level impurity. Okay? Natal chut echad mitchilase, similar kind of case, but now he's of that original piece of 3 by 3 that was impure. Before he sews it into the garment, he takes away one thread. Va'achakach hishlim alav es kol habeged, and then he sews it into the garment. Says the Mishnah, tame maga midras. The garment is still impure by touching something which is midras impurity. So why? So this, we're going to learn later that in 27:10, that there's one opinion that says that if you've got a piece of cloth 3 by 3 that contracts midras impurity and it splits into two, it ceases to be midras impure, but it retains a level of impurity for touching something which is midras impurity. What was it touching? It was touching itself. Okay, quite a strange case, quite a strange sfora, but there is a tana that holds that. We'll get there again in 27:10, and we'll deal with it in more detail there. But that is this opinion over here.